Hello, and welcome to The Cardinal News of Virginia, a podcast from Cardinal News. We're a nonprofit, independent newsroom. We serve Southwest and Southside Virginia at cardinalnews.org. I'm Duchy Jesse. The Cardinal Podcast is sponsored by the Virginia Rural Health Association, improving the lives of rural Virginians through education, advocacy, and cooperative partnerships. Today, we are talking with education reporter Lisa Rowan. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And we're going to talk about a new high school in Roanoke that is opening here in August. And this is unlike any other high school in Virginia, yes?
Yeah, this is one of those things where I was reporting on it and I was like, this is really cool. Yeah. People always say that when I'm reporting.
So what is the story?
This is a high school for adults who didn't complete high school for any given reason. It's a second chance. It's run by Goodwill Industries of the Valleys here in Roanoke. So the intent is to offer adults a second chance to come back and get in-classroom experience. Adults have always had the option to get a GED and get that high school equivalent degree, but this allows them to get hands-on experience and to build their skills in what is almost like a traditional high school setting, and it's completely free to people in the area who want that second chance.
What's it called?
It's called the Goodwill Excel Center, and it's a part of Melrose Plaza, which is a larger development that Goodwill has been working on for the past couple of years.
You were at the grand opening earlier this summer that took place at the end of July. We were talking off mic about you thought you were just going to roll up to, you know, your traditional press conference. Yeah, great. And off you go. But this was a pretty big event. Yeah.
It was an event. We had legislators from across Virginia who came to celebrate the opening of this space. And the whole Melrose Plaza that this school is within, it has everything that you might need. It has a full-service grocery store. It has a bank. It has a wellness center. There was always a library branch at the end of this strip, so that is there. The African-American Culture and History Center is there, and the high school. So it is really a hub for the Northwest community of Roanoke, which traditionally in recent decades has lost its resources. So if you live in that community, you have to go pretty far to get to a traditional grocery store. And so it's meant to serve primarily Northwest Roanoke and those residents, but the school is one part of it that that is really meant to serve, you know, the larger Roanoke community.
Yeah, Melrose Plaza. If you are a longtime or even lifelong Roanoker, the Melrose area, Melrose Plaza was it a strip mall at one point?
I think it was, and then Goodwill Industries of the Valleys took it over as like their regional headquarters. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, the library branch got put on, but there was just some like, I don't know if I want to call it dead space, but it looked like it was underutilized, okay. Right? And so now there's plenty of parking. There are bus stops nearby. It is really an accessible place for people in the Northwest region and from around the Roanoke area to come and use those services.
So the Excel Center, getting back to the high school part of this big plaza, big project that's happening there. The school is years in the making. Talk a little bit about its roots, its origins. How did we get here?
This is something that Goodwill announced here in 2022, but there were multiple steps that had to happen. So the Excel Center is sort of a blueprint that was created by a regional Goodwill affiliate out in Indiana about, I think, 15 years ago. And so there have been some of these adult-focused high schools that have cropped up around the country run by different Goodwill affiliates. And because every state runs its education system differently, there are different ways that there are different procedures that need to be followed. So in Virginia, the law had to be changed to allow a nonprofit to set up a high school for adults. So they just had to write that into the law because there was nothing in previous versions that specified that. And then they also had to make sure that the Virginia Department of Education signed off on the learning objectives, the curriculum that was going to be used to make sure it was in line with the state's regulations. So that all happened in 2022, 23, 24. And so then, you know, construction really kicked off on this facility. And it's taken some time to get that together because it's been such a large renovation project. But the first class of students is going to be coming in at the end of August. There will be about 50 students, and they are hoping to grow that number over time, but they're, you know, sort of starting with a modest amount so they can make sure to serve those students. And they'll be going through their traditional high school classes.
So I wanted to make some people aware. Some people might not be aware that Excel Centers actually exist in other places mm-hmm. too. This is not brand new, but it is new in Virginia. Yes. So tell me about Excel Centers, how long they've been around. Do they all target, you know, adults who didn't finish high school? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit more about that.
There are almost 50 of these in various parts of the nation, various states. Texas, Tennessee, Washington, D.C. has one. There are a whole bunch of them in Indiana because that's where they kicked off. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a licensing agreement. It's this blueprint, I like to call it, for a program that's just for adults. It's an in-person high school. And it's all different Goodwills that run them. So they have this model, and then it can be adjusted to serve students for whatever they need. And part of that is recognizing that there are a lot of different reasons why an adult might not have finished high school. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, I think sometimes we just think, oh, they struggled academically and couldn't do it, so they dropped out. But it could be, you know, someone had medical issues. Mm-hmm. They were taking care of a parent, dealing with addiction. There are any number of reasons that someone may not have finished high school. So each Excel Center sort of figures out what its local community needs for helping adults obtain this sort of base level of education that they need to be successful in the local workforce and figures out what they need. So in Roanoke, childcare was really important mm-hmm. with classes during the day. So there is a drop-in childcare center where students can drop off their children up to age 12 while they're in class. There's access to transportation and bus passes. There are connections to social services and benefit programs. So that Goodwill is trying to sort of like fill all the gaps in someone's life around their education mm-hmm. so that they can focus on the education that they're trying to get. And this might look a little different in Indiana or Tennessee or DC based on where you're located, what your student body sort of needs. But this is, you know, what Roanoke thought was important to set up for themselves.
Well, you mentioned the childcare. And I think it's important to just emphasize that this is a high school. This is a high school that operates during the day.
Yeah.
When we think adult education, a lot of times we think of
night school.
Exactly. After your regular life is, you know, yeah. you make time for it at night. But this is such a different approach to really meeting their needs and being a traditional high school in every sense, except not.
Yeah.
Back to Roanoke specifically, you mentioned a class of about 50 to start, mm-hmm. which sounds really small. What was the process? Did the people involved with planning all this talk about the process for how people are accepted to the program? I imagine there's a lot of demand. In fact, why don't I start back up and ask you about the demand? What kind of numbers in Roanoke are we talking about for adults who have not been able to finish high school?
So there are about, depending on which numbers you're using, it's like between 12 and 14,000 adults in the greater Roanoke region mm-hmm. who don't have a high school diploma. And the main reason that this is really important, you know, some people might say, oh, just get your GED or whatever. The method of which you do it is not the most important thing. The fact that you finish high school and get that certification, whether it's a GED, traditional diploma, that increases your income by so much.
Right.
That just having a high school education can be the difference between you being able to support yourself financially or not. And so there is this need in the greater region for people to have this, you know, maybe they're not as self-directed as someone who might do an online program for a GED or something like that. So we've got about 50 students to start, and they are, the way the classes are set up, it might feel like 50 is super small, but they're still figuring out, you know, which students are going to need which classes when and making sure they can like meet the needs of students well before expanding it. And part of it is getting the word out as well, because it is a sensitive subject. If someone is not feeling great about the level of education they had or what may have happened in their teens. So it is a real soft sell to get people interested in attending classes at this center. There's been great interest, but it is something where you sort of have to figure out what the person's needs are first, and they may or may not be a fit for the Excel Center, and that's okay. Goodwill is saying that they're going to help people figure out what their best next steps are. One of the things that I also found interesting about how it works at this particular Excel Center is that the classes, so if you went as a student, you might take classes all morning or all afternoon or both, but all of the classes are broken down into 8-week sections. So it's not like if you were in high school and you were in the same biology class from September to May. You might be in this biology class that you need to graduate from September to October, and then you can move on. So it's helping students achieve quickly as they move through this program, see their wins, see their gains, see their progress. And so the point is not to keep them in a classroom for 4 years. It's to figure out what they need to complete that certification and then get them out into the workforce or into community college or four-year college, wherever they might want to go next.
You mentioned it's nonprofit and that the students are, you know, they can go for free. Are the wraparound services free too?
They are. Everything, you know, they have said to me at Goodwill that their hope is that a student can walk in with nothing and everything they need is right there for free, right down to technological tools, access to laptops, pencils and notebooks. Everything is taken care of.
So how is it funded then?
This is funded through a couple of different funding sources. So one big one is the city of Roanoke. They gave the project $10 million that came from federal COVID relief funding, and they chose to put it towards this project to support Northwest Roanoke and the entire city. Another $10 million came from grants and state funding, and about $3 million came from a fundraising campaign that Goodwill ran. It was a capital campaign that they ran. So there are also a lot of partnerships that are involved in this that are going to help on an ongoing basis. I know Carilion Clinic, which is a sponsor of Cardinal News, is also very involved in this project. And various different businesses and service providers are involved to provide like in-kind services or other supports too.
It sounds like the ideal solution to a problem, you know, a situation that a lot of people find themselves in, a very unfortunate one and a great opportunity. So then let's talk about any proof that you know there is or that the founders and the people involved with all this have shown to you. What are some outcomes that they would point to where Excel Centers have been in other locations?
Yeah, so there was one study of outcomes for Excel Center students in Indiana, which is where the greatest concentration of these schools is. And they found that 5 years after students graduated from that Excel Center, the graduates' income was nearly 40% higher than their peers who didn't have high school credentials. The graduates were more likely to be employed and to have earned like some sort of college level credit to further their education. That could be, you know, vocational school or it could be, you know, traditional college, but something beyond high school. So not only were students learning and succeeding, they were continuing to learn beyond that credential to further their career and further their education. And I will also give you the fun stat about just like the earning potential of people who are able to get this high school credential. The people who have finished high school earn nearly $150 more every week than people who don't. And that's that's from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And so if you think of $150 a week times 4 weeks, you know, like that really adds up over the course of a year. And if you can imagine what it costs for rent, groceries, transportation, that can be a really meaningful difference for someone to be able to take care of themselves and their families.
Did you talk to anyone at the grand opening? I'm sure you talked to people, but you mentioned what a fun, it was a very festive atmosphere. There were a lot of people there milling around.
Yeah.
All kinds of different people coming for different reasons and all that. Tell me about any of the conversations you had or overheard that you can share with the sort of the buzz around this when it was opening and now that it's about to start.
There were a ton of people from Northwest Roanoke that were there. I even saw, it was a Thursday morning, and I might have spied a few like church hats in the crowd. And it was like people were excited. Like they got dressed and they were excited to go. And like I said previously, a bunch of local lawmakers were there. Delegate Sam Rizul was one of the people there, and he shouted out someone who was in the crowd who is about to be one of the first students at the Excel Center. And he explained that they had met through, I can't remember how they had originally met, but she had moved here from another state, and she had one class that she needed left to be able to graduate high school. I don't remember the circumstances of like what happened. She couldn't finish, but she had one class left, and that's it. And he was like, well, you need to talk to the people at Goodwill. And so he got this person set up with the Excel Center. She's going to be taking that class. And she was brought to tears mm-hmm. at the fact that everyone was so excited for her in the crowd. And it was just a really emotional moment to recognize that this person is able to take that next step to further their own life. And it's sometimes a really small step of like one high school class you need that can make a really big difference for someone. So there's a lot of excitement around this center. There's a lot of excitement around the Excel Center within the Melrose Plaza development. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what the students are able to learn and do, because it's not just one age group. It's you have to be 21. They're hoping to lower that at some point to 18. I thought maybe it would be like all between 21 and 30 year olds, you know, like people who had recently been in school coming back. It's all ages. You know, and that's really cool to see that people are coming back after years away from a classroom. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this goes in the first couple of years and what the student body looks like, how they adapt to meet their needs. It's really interesting.
Is the curriculum, as far as you can tell, pretty typical high school stuff? That's what we're talking about here, kind of the basics that you have to take in order to pass and get your diploma and all that. What you're finding?
Yeah, it's the typical high school stuff. A lot of it is distilled down into that 8-week, you know, segment that is like achievable in 8 weeks. They're really focusing on those core materials. But this is a school that has a fully functional science lab for biology classes, chemistry classes. And it's just like going to high school, except honestly, the building is a lot nicer than a lot of high schools mm-hmm. that I have seen, because they've really done it thoughtfully, and it's pretty much like a new build within this shell. So it's pretty standard high school material.
I don't know if you would know this yet or if anyone mentioned it, but are they looking to set these up anywhere else in Virginia?
Not that I know of at this time. However, a success story goes a long way to promoting this kind of setup. I talked to an expert on adult education, and she was telling me that there are far fewer adult high school setups compared to GED programs or online diploma programs. Mm-hmm. So this is still a relatively new kind of model to teach adults hands-on, you know, daytime sort of classes. And I think depending on the success of this particular center in Virginia, it could definitely be a model for other locations around the state that have populations of adult learners that they can serve. Statewide, there are more than 500,000 adults who have not completed high school. So the people are out there. It's a matter of, you know, how to serve them within their own communities. So it'll be something to watch to see if this Excel Center can spin off into a couple others around the state.
Mm-hmm. As you prepared this story and wrote it for Cardinal News, and I'm sure you'll be following up at some point mm-hmm. to see how it's going out there, was there anything about it that surprised you that you learned as part of covering this story?
I was really tickled by how the executive director was speaking with me about recruiting students and sort of how you have to like sidle up to someone and be like, yo, you need a diploma? Like it's not quite that sort of sneaky, but because you can walk around, say you walk around a grocery store, you have no idea what anyone's education level is, right? Mm-hmm. You can maybe guess, but you don't know. So if you're working with Goodwill and you're set up at a community event to try to recruit people into this high school program for adults, you don't really know. You can't tell. So you just have to be like, hey, do you know anyone? Do you know anyone who might be interested in this? And you create these ambassadors, the director was saying. His name is Bruce Major, and he is the executive director. He was saying that, like, you talk to someone and you talk about what you're doing and you just hope that they pass on the message mm-hmm. and are starting to talk to other people, because maybe they don't want to tell you that they haven't finished high school, but maybe they have, but their parent hasn't. Or, you know, there's any combination of factors involved. So this isn't you go out and you get 10 signups at a community event and it's like, great, our numbers are doing good. It's way softer. It's a way longer process to be able to recruit those students and figure out if they're a good fit and if Excel Center fits their needs as well.
On the other hand, I mean, there is social media, and I saw their page and they're active on it. So do they think that might be a helpful tool, you know, just putting the word out, and this the word of mouth, of course, is big, but
exactly.
Social media is kind of word of mouth at this point.
Yeah, so. Social media, you know, people are on their smartphones. Mm-hmm. You know, I've also seen, you know, ads in the newspaper. I've seen ads, you know, all over the place. So it's really just like getting the word out as much as possible so that people are at least aware of the center and what it does. But word of mouth is absolutely going to be a big factor here, because once you start seeing people complete their programs and talking about it with their friends and their family, like that's really what's going to make people confident of like, oh yeah, if they did it, I can do it too. So let me see if this is something that will work for me.
Awesome. All right. Well, Lisa Rowan, who covers education for Cardinal News, thank you for your work on this story. And you're about to get super busy because school is starting up everywhere.
Oh, what's happening?
There's always something you can cover as an education reporter, but now I'm sure you're going to be cranking it out. So thank you so much. And if someone wants to email you, how do they do that?
Send me a little message. I'm at lisa@cardinalnews.org.
Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the Cardinal News of Virginia. Also, thanks to our sponsor, the Virginia Rural Health Association. Thank you, Sean Eddy of Eddy Alexander, for production support. Also to Sherry Quinley and Zach Shelton from Cardinal News as well. You can read all our paywall news coverage at cardinalnews.org. I'm Dutchie Jessie.